Good morning to this service. Can you hear me? Good. I'm on number one, Mike, I think. Right. Well, it's a select gathering, we might say. I'll try not to make it too long. This is evening prayer, and we say, you can see the hymn book, the prayer book that you've got. And when we come to the psalm, well, you will be saying the bolden ones and I'll be saying the non-bolden bits. Is that okay? Right. So we open our books. I think it's page 16. When the wicked man turneth away from his wickedness that he hath committed, and doeth that which is lawful and right, shall save his soul alive. I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Rend your heart, and not your garments, and turn unto the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and repenteth him of the evil. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So we say, singing together, our first hymn, hymn number 40. Be still for the presence of the Lord. Dearly beloved brethren, the scripture moveth us in sundry places to acknowledge and confess our manifold sins and wickedness, and that we should not dissemble nor cloak them before the face of Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, but confess them with an humble, lowly, penitent, and obedient heart, to the end that we may obtain forgiveness of the same by his infinite goodness and mercy. And although we ought at all times humbly to acknowledge our sins before God, yet we ought most chiefly so to do when we assemble and meet together to render thanks for the great benefits that we have received at his hands, to set his most worthy praise, to hear his most holy word, and to ask those things that are necessary and requisite as well for the body as the soul. Wherefore, I pray and beseech you, as many as are here present, to accompany me with a pure heart and a humble voice unto the throne of the heavenly grace, saying with me, Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done, and we have done those things which we ought not to have done. And there is no health in us. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us, miserable offenders. Spare thou them, O God, which confess their faults. Restore thou them that are penitent, according to thy promises declared unto mankind in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life, to the glory of thy holy name. Amen. Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who desires not the death of a sinner, but rather that he may turn from his wickedness and live, and have given power and commandment to his ministers to declare and pronounce to his people, being penitent, the absolution and remission of their sins. He pardoneth and absolveth all them that truly repent and unfeignedly believe his holy gospel. Wherefore, let us beseech him to grant us true repentance and his Holy Spirit, that those things may please him which we do at this present, and the rest of our life may hereafter be pure and holy, so that at the last we may come to his eternal joy through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And we say together, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. O Lord, open thou our lips,
and our mouth shall show forth thy praise.
O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Praise ye the Lord.
The Lord's name be praised.
Our psalm is Psalm 46. And we say it. Would you like to sit down to say it? God is our refuge and strength. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed,
and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea,
though the waters thereof roar and be troubled.
And the mountains shake with the swelling thereof.
There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved.
God shall help her, and that right her.
The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved.
He uttered his voice, the earth melted.
The Lord of hosts is with us.
God of Jacob is our refuge.
Come, behold the works of the Lord. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth.
He breaketh bow and cutteth the spear asunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire.
Be still and know that I am God.
I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth.
The Lord of hosts is with us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Now Mike will read to us the Old Testament reading. Very holy.
I was going to read the Old Testament reading, whatever David said it was. So our Old Testament reading is taken from Isaiah chapter 10, and beginning to read at verse 33. See, the Lord Almighty, will lop off the boughs with great power. The lofty trees will be felled, the tall ones will be brought low. He will cut down the forest thickets with an axe. Lebanon will fall before the Mighty One. And a shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots, a branch will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of might, the Spirit of the knowledge of fear of the Lord. And he will delight in the fear of the Lord. He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes, or decide by what he hears with his ears. But with righteousness he will judge the needy. With justice he will give decisions for the poor of the earth. He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and the breath of his lips he will slay the wicked. Righteousness will be his belt, and faithfulness the sash around his waist. The wolf will live with the lamb, the leopard will lie down with the goat, the calf and the lion and the yearling together, and a little child will lead them. The cow will feed with the bear, their young will lie down together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox. The infant will play near the cobra's den, and the young child will put his hand into the viper's nest. They will neither harm nor destroy on all my mountain, for the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Here endeth the first reading.
Thank you, Mike. Deborah will play the tune for the Magnificat, which we'll sing next, so that we try and remember it. This is the song of Mary, when the angel came to Mary, saying that she was going to have a child. This is what she sang. Please stand.
My soul doth magnify the Lord,
and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Saviour, for he hath regarded the lowliness of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed, for he that is mighty hath magnified me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on them that fear him throughout all generations. He hath showed strength with his arm, he hath scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He hath put down the mighty from their seat, and hath exalted the humble and meek. He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he hath sent empty away. He, remembering his mercy, hath opened his servant Israel, as he promised to our forefathers, Abraham and his seed forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Please be seated for the New Testament reading. Which is taken from the Gospel of John, chapter 14, beginning to read at verse 23. Jesus replied, "Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Anyone who does not love me will not obey my teaching. These words you hear are not my own, they belong to the Father who sent me. All this I have spoken while I'm still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. You heard me say, 'I'm going away and I'm coming back to you.' If you loved me, you would be glad that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. I have told you now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you will believe." This is the end of the New Testament reading. We now sing the Nunc Dimittis.
Lord, now settest thy servant, depart in peace, according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, to be a light to lighten the Gentiles, and to be the glory of thy people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
And we remain standing for the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray. Lord, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
O Lord, show thy mercy upon us.
And grant us thy salvation.
O Lord, save the Queen.
And mercifully hear us when we call upon thee.
Endue thy ministers with righteousness. O Lord, save thy people.
And bless thy inheritance.
Give peace in our time, O Lord.
Because there is no other that findeth for us, but only thou, O God.
O God, make clean our hearts within us,
and take not thy Holy Spirit from us.
The Collect for today. Almighty Father, whose will is to restore all things in thy beloved Son, the King of all, govern the hearts and minds of those in authority, and bring the families of the nations, divided and torn apart by the ravages of sin, to be subject to his just and gentle rule, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And the Collect for Peace. O God, from whom all holy desires and all good counsels and all just works do proceed, give unto thy servants that peace which the world cannot give, that both our hearts may be set to obey thy commandments, and also that by thee we, being defended from the fear of our enemies, may pass our time in rest and quietness through the merits of Jesus Christ, our Saviour. Amen. Lighten our darkness, we beseech thee, O Lord, and by thy great mercy, defend us from all perils and dangers of this night, for the love of thy only Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. Now we have our second hymn, hymn 303, Jesus, Stand Among Us. Be seated.
Apparently, there's an element of truth in this story. A plane landed after a long flight. The flight attendant explained that there was enough time for everyone to get off the aircraft and then reboard in 50 minutes. Everyone got off except one gentleman. The pilot had noticed him as he walked by. He could tell that the man was blind because his guide tub lay quietly underneath the seat next to him. "Sir," the pilot said to the blind man, "we'll be here for almost an hour. Would you like to get off and stretch your legs?" The blind man replied, "No thanks. Maybe my dog would like to stretch his legs." Picture this. All the people in the gate area came to a complete standstill when they looked up and saw the pilot walk off the plane with a guide dog. The pilot was even wearing sunglasses. Fear took control. People scattered and queued at the airline desk trying to change planes. Fear is a normal human response. It's part of every person's life. perhaps more so just in some people than others. But still, everyone has to deal with fear at some time. There are many things that can cause unexpected fear to grip our hearts. The fear of terrorist bombings, the build-up of arms in North Korea, mothers and fathers and children in Israel, in Palestine, living in constant fear of another bomb blast or being caught in crossfire. Parents fear for the safety of their children. There's so many reports in the news of people who want to harm them. We're afraid to leave our homes unlocked or to walk in the dark at night. In these COVID times, many people are scared to leave the house at all. And where there is fear, there is no peace. Fear brings with it anxiety, worry, apprehension, dread, restlessness, panic, tension, none of which can help us feel calm, peaceful, relaxed, and stress-free. In America, one of the best newspaper cartoons is Calvin and Hobbes. Anybody heard of them? Right. One day, Calvin comes marching into the living room early one morning. His mother is seated there in her favorite chair. She's sipping her morning coffee. She looks up at the young cat of Calvin. Calvin's head is encased in a large space helmet. A cape is wrapped around his neck and across his shoulders, down his back, and is dragging on the floor. One hand is holding a flashlight, and the other a baseball bat. "What's up today?" asks his mum. "Nothing so far," answers Calvin. "So far?" she questions. "Well, you never know," Calvin says. "Something could happen today." Then Calvin knocks it up. "If anything does, I'm going to be ready for it." Perhaps we all need a suit like that. It's the night of the Last Supper. Jesus has just spoken of his impending death. He tells the disciples that one of them will betray him, and urges Judas to go and do quickly what is done to him. Peter boldly claims that he'd rather die than deny his Lord. But Jesus knows that before the rooster crows, he will deny he even knows Jesus. Jesus talks about going where they cannot follow, and their confused plans. Have they followed Jesus for the past 3 years? Not a day has passed where Jesus has not been with them. Their sole thought and attention has been him since the day they were called. And now they're faced with the thought of life without him. Where is he going? But they can't continue and follow him in the future. Jesus knows that what's going to happen, his arrest in the Garden of Gethsemane, his trial and his torturous death the next day, will upset them. Like a child lost at a department store, these disciples are afraid, uncertain, confused, and nervous. And so he continues by saying, "Let not your heart believe in God, believe also in me. Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, not as the world gives, give I to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let it be fearful." In the New Testament, peace Jesus gives is an unconditional, eternal gift to his followers in every time and every place. That's why he does not give peace to us as the world does. For the world, peace is often very conditional, fragile, and temporary. Worldly peace has always some kind of strings attached, some kind of conditions. And worldly peace lasts only as long as the conditions are met. However, with Christ's peace, there are no strings attached. There is the wonderful promise that it will last forever. The sin that stands between God has been done away by the death of Jesus on the cross and his resurrection. Jesus reconciles us with God. He restores the friendship between God and us. Peace is also the Holy Spirit in our lives, as friend, comforter, counselor, teacher, and healer. Peace is knowing that no matter what troubles may come, God, our Heavenly Father, has promised never to forget us and always to be our help and strength. He won't give up on us now. We are his special and most loved children. So what can we do when fear grips our hearts? Firstly, let us get to know what kind of God we have. He is gracious, loving, and faithful. We don't deserve it, but he loves us and will always stand by us. There's nothing so great or too difficult for him to handle. Secondly, let us get to know God's promises and trust that he will stick by what he says. Let us memorize and trust words like these. God is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? God is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Let's be assured that God keeps his promises, that he is with us in the worst possible situation imaginable on this earth. Thirdly, let us realize there are too many times when our human attempts to be bold are not sufficient. We may even feel that God has deserted us. It's then we need the Holy Spirit to help us, to forgive us for our weakness, to enable us to trust that God has not forsaken us, to support us while we tremble with fear, and to help us get through. The Holy Spirit reminds us, when fear is near, God is even nearer. And fourthly, let us pray. Ask God to intervene in our troubles and the fear they bring. Pray for faith, for boldness and courage when we're afraid. Pray that we're able to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit who points us to the love and compassion of God. When fears and worries create tension and upset our lives, Jesus promises, "Peace I give to you. My peace I leave with you. Not as the world gives, give I to you. Don't let your heart be troubled. Neither let it be afraid." Now for prayers. I'll start with the prayers. The prayer for the Queen's Majesty. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, High and Mighty, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the only ruler of princes, dost from thy throne behold all the dwellers upon earth. Most heartily we beseech thee with thy favour, to behold our most gracious Sovereign Lady, Queen Elizabeth, and so replenish her with the grace of thy Holy Spirit, that she may always incline to thy will and walk in thy way. Endue her plenteous with heavenly gifts. Grant her in health and wealth long to live. Strengthen her that she may vanquish and overcome all her enemies. And finally, after this life, she may attain everlasting joy and felicity. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. A prayer for the royal family. Almighty God, the fountain of all goodness, we humbly beseech thee to bless Charles, Prince of Wales, and all the royal family. Endue them with thy Holy Spirit, enrich them with thy heavenly grace, prosper them with all happiness, and bring them to thine everlasting kingdom, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And a prayer for the clergy and people, especially now. Almighty and everlasting God, who alone work us great marvels, send down from our bishops and curates and all congregations committed to their charge the healthful spirit of thy grace, that they may truly please thee, pour upon them a continual dew of thy blessing. Grant this, O Lord, for the honour of our advocate and mediator, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
And a special prayer of St. Chrysostom. Almighty God, who has given us grace at this time with one accord to make our common supplications unto thee, and thus promise that when two or three are gathered together in thy name, thou wilt grant their requests. Fulfill now, O Lord, the desires and petitions of thy servants, as may be most expedient for them, granting us in this world knowledge of thy truth, and in the world to come, life everlasting. Amen. Now we have our final hymn. Hymn number 127.
Glorious things of thee are spoken. I've often wondered, in the final verse of this hymn, fading is the worldling's pleasure, all his boasted pomp and show. Why should the worldling want to fade? A question for you on the way home. Thank you. as we stand, let's face each other across the aisle and say together the grace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all evermore. Amen. Thank you.